The United States is warning Belgrade that it could lose American aid if it does not show greater cooperation with the United Nations War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Secretary of State Colin Powell talked about this today with the tribunal's chief prosecutor, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from the State Department.
As they emerged from their morning meeting, both Secretary Powell and UN Prosecutor Carla Del Ponte complained that Belgrade is not doing enough to assist UN investigations or arrest those wanted on war crimes charges. Though the tribunal is prosecuting its biggest case against former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic, two key Bosnian Serbs are still at large. Powell reassured Del Ponte the United States will use its leverage.
I told her we would redouble our efforts to get the kind of cooperation we need with respect to access to archival material, with respect to turning over other officials, and with respect to putting in place domestic internal law and all the other issues that are well known to you.
Andy says he'll take all this into account when he decides at the end of this month whether to release some $40 million in U.S. aid to Yugoslavia.
If they're not deserving, they won't get it. If they are, they will. And they know what they have to do, and we'll keep the pressure on.
The trouble is, Washington will have to weigh just how to use its leverage so as not to hurt those in Belgrade who have cooperated with the tribunal. Balkans watcher Daniel Serwer of the U.S. Institute of Peace speaks of a split on the issue.
It's a struggle between two concepts of the country. It's a struggle between those who think that Serbia has to meet its international obligations and those who think that Serbia is unique and has to stand apart.
An incident last week highlights this deep division. Yugoslav military officers broke in on a dinner meeting between a U.S. diplomat and Serbian Deputy Prime Minister Momcilo Perisic, who was the Yugoslav Army's chief of staff before he fell out of favor with Slobodan Milosevic. News reports in Belgrade say Perisic was giving the American documents that could help in the case against Milosevic. The State Department denies any documents changed hands and complains that the U.S. diplomat was roughed up. Spokesman Richard Boucher says Belgrade authorities apologized and thus acknowledged what he calls the military's inappropriate action. Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution says the army was flexing its muscles, and he criticizes Yugoslavia's president, Vojislav Koštunica, for not reforming the military.
It's the Milosevic military that still remains in power, and it says that Mr. Koštunica is not willing to abandon that part of the Milosevic legacy. It means that this country is still in transition from the kind of regime that was there under Milosevic to the kind of regime we would like to see emerge as a European country in the middle of Europe.
The government of the Serbian Republic, not Yugoslav President Koštunica, was responsible for transferring Milosevic to The Hague. But even dealing with Serb authorities can be complicated. Perisic, the deputy prime minister who was meeting with the American diplomat last week, led the Yugoslav army during the military campaigns in Bosnia and Croatia. There's some speculation he might have been looking for a deal to avoid the UN tribunal himself. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News at the State Department.